welcome to today's first episode of Dad Talk. I want to start off by saying that this is a podcast for adults. If you are not over the age of 18, I would suggest, you know, moving on with your day, find another podcast to listen to. Come back when you are 18, and then you can join in the discussions that we are going to have here. I also would like to say, if you are ever triggered by talks of sexual assault or anything like that, I probably would not listen to my podcast, because even if these episodes do not talk about sexual assault or anything like that, I do have a tendency to bring up consensual, non-consent stuff. So it's best, if you are triggered by those things, to just not listen to my podcast. If you would still like to listen to my podcast, I would I would pay attention to the titles of each episode, because I will try my best to put a trigger warning in the title of each episode, just so that people are aware of if the episode could be triggering before they go ahead and push play and listen to it. I would also like to point out that I live in California, and smoking marijuana is legal here for both medical and recreational use. If you live in a state that is also, it is also legal to smoke in, then I encourage you to join in whenever I do these podcasts. If not, then I do not encourage you to break the law in your state, especially if you are not of age to do so. And I'd also like to say that nothing that I speak on in any of these podcasts is fact, unless I state that it is fact. Everything is my opinion, my own beliefs, and I want this podcast to be negative free and as carefree as possible, and I want everybody to feel open to talk about whatever it is that they feel needs to be talked about. If there are topics that I haven't discussed that you'd like me to discuss, you can go ahead and DM me here on Anchor, on any of the podcast forums where you found this podcast, on my Twitter at Daddy Macaroni, 3Ds and Daddy, D-A-D-D-D-Y, M-A-C-A-R-O-N-I. So, with further ado, let's go ahead and jump into today's first episode. Okay, everybody, I know that I had mentioned on Periscope that today's episode was going to be generally on racism in the community, but I want to take it a little step further and talk about something that has been personally bothering me for a couple of years now. It is something that has been bothering me for a while, because it is probably one of the first kinks that I was introduced to, and probably one of the first problematic kinks that I was introduced to, and that is race play. If you're not familiar with race play, the best way I can describe it is that it is a kink between two consenting adults. Yes, I know, they are always consenting adults when dealing with this and all kinks, but race play is a kink between two consenting adults that, in my understanding, rips away all the politically correct vernacular and allows you to dive deep into humiliation and degradation of a specific race. If you would like a more in-depth definition of it, I suggest Googling it, because I personally don't care enough to give an exact definition of it. I was going to Google it and have a whole little, you know, vocab session on race play and whatnot, but to be honest, I'm not in the mood for that. we can revisit and talk about, you know, the definition of race play and my opinions of the definition of race play and stuff like that in another episode. If that's something that you would like to hear, go ahead and let me know. But for right now, we're just going to move on to why I have found it to be problematic and my issues with it in general. Around 2011 is when I joined the kink community. In about 2013, I want to say, is when race play was brought to my attention. And back then, when race play was brought to my attention, it was definitely more on the scale of white men degrading women of color. And, you know, it was definitely something that bothered me, because it was these older men who were completely dehumanizing and taking away every human aspect of these women and getting them to a point where they only saw themselves as objects. And I don't have a problem with objectification when it comes to kink and play and stuff like that. Like, I don't have a problem with it. You're adults, you can do and play however you choose to. But my problem came when these women would stand up and, or not even stand up, but just talk about how the scenes would be over and their dominance would continue to degrade and humiliate them based on their race. And while that can be, you know, debunked as a bad dominant, you know, type situation, it was multiple people and multiple doms coming forward to say that this is completely fine, that we should not shame them for, you know, degrading women in this manner and stuff like that. And then it became a very open and talked about thing where white women were now degrading men of color. And it became a huge problem for me in that aspect, because now you're using racist slurs to degrade these men. And the difference that I found with, you know, black women or women of color who were into race play was they were displaying themselves as who they were, whereas these black males who are supposedly into the same kink were not showing them at all. They weren't showing their faces, weren't showing who, like, their bodies, weren't showing anything. And I'm not saying that sub has to identify themselves, because nobody ever has to identify themselves at all if you're not comfortable with doing so. But my problem would come from when you were talking to these women of color, they had no problem coming forward and discussing these. But black men have a problem with discussing why it is that they are into these types of kinks. And not just black men, but I want to say every person that I have come into contact with that is into race play has never really wanted to dive into the specifics of why they enjoy the kinks that they do, or why they enjoy this specific kink, or why they enjoy the use of racist slurs in order to, you know, feel submissive or stuff like that. You know, it has for me gotten to the point where I'm convinced these aren't black men asking for these types of fetishes, because when asked why it is they enjoy it, they never give you a response. They don't tell you what it is that they like about it, you know. And to me, that sparks up red flags. Because when you talk about any kink, whether it's, you know, in a taboo kink like incest or something like that, you get people to talk about why it is that they enjoy these things. You know, CBT, you know, when I ask people why they enjoy CBT or ball busting and stuff like that, I get I get long, detailed, you know, reasons for why they enjoy it. Sometimes it's very rare that I get a sub tell me, oh, I don't know why I like it, I just do. It's very, very rare with any kink that I talk about, you know, when it comes to knife play and, you know, bondage and you know, all these other worship kinks and stuff like that. I've had in-depth conversations with subs, and we've talked about, you know, why they enjoy these things, why they don't enjoy these things. I've talked to multiple female submissives who, you know, have a very wide range on how they feel about CNC, you know, consensual non-consent. I've had a number of discussions with, you know, survivors who do not engage in it because it is very triggering for them, and survivors who do engage in it because it helps them reclaim their lives and stuff like that. And that's the same thing for a number of subs who are into race play. To me, they have openly talked, and I'm not talking about people like subs of color or anything like that, I'm talking about white subs when talking about race play with their black doms. And they have explained it as an experience for their dom to reclaim a sense of power that was stripped away from us years ago. And we are constantly, every day in the present, trying to reclaim that same sense of power and equality, you know, in our everyday lives. And for those types of subs, that type of a dynamic allows their dominant to reclaim a part of their past that they thought was drenched in hatred and, you know, racism and all these other kinds of negativity. But when it comes to black subs and white doms, it's not the same type of dynamic, you know, because you continue to perpetrate this racism that white people are above black people, that we are objects to be objectified, we are props to be used for entertainment. And these become problems for me because it's easy for a non-black dominant to end a scene or end time in the kink community and just switch it off. What I mean by that is they have the ability to switch off this, you know, racially charged power dynamic. Like they have the ability to turn that off, but do not have the ability to switch off our color. We do not have the ability to switch off or turn off when we are going to have these moments where our race is problematic for someone else. We don't get to choose when people are going to be offended by us just living. And that's when it becomes a problem, because it's not an end game for us. This isn't playtime for us. This is our everyday life. These are things that we have to deal with every day. And the reason I say we deal with these things every day is because regardless of if we are sitting at home, or if we're at work, or if we're grabbing a cup of coffee, or if we're going out shopping, we are met with microaggressive actions every single day. And what I mean by that is we are met with stares, we are met with glares, we are met with people not knowing our intentions or what we are going to do based solely on the color of our skin. We cannot walk down the street without people wondering if we're here to case out the neighborhood. We can't go shopping without people wondering if we're going to be stealing from them. We can't live our lives just to live our lives. Every day we have to live our life as if we have a little target on our backs, because it's still not safe to be a person of color here in America. And another thing, a lot of people don't understand the fact that, yes, this is kink, it's fantasy, it's fake, it's not real. It's all a game. We're all playing these roles and what have you in order to, unwind and have a good time. But when it comes to people of color, we can't use, not that we can't, we shouldn't have to use our race as a game, because it's not a game to us. And to be told by non-people of color that we are too sensitive, that we need to just get over it, that we need to stop kink shaming people, is, in my opinion, bullshit. If you spent your time as worried as a person of color does just in their everyday life, you would not want to then come to a space that you come to in order to unwind and see a bunch of the same shit that you have to deal with in your daily life. Like, no one wants to have to put up with that shit. And to be told that we basically just need to get over it in order to make a bunch of non-people of color feel better, in order to make a bunch of white people feel more comfortable to be racist, we should just be silenced and not stand up for ourselves, is pretty much what I have been told for the last year. For the last year, called a racist, I have been told that I'm harassing people. I have been told that I am kink shaming people. I have been told a number of things that are just so mind blowing to me that they actually are coming out of people's mouths, that I genuinely don't know how to react when these things are said to me. Because telling someone that their actions are offensive and problematic does not automatically make you a racist. I've said it multiple times that you can say and do racist things and you're not automatically a racist. Just like you can be a racist and never say a racist thing in your life. Just because you don't say racist things, that doesn't mean you're not a racist. And just because you say racist things, it doesn't automatically make you a racist. And the best examples I can give of that are like my family members. Like my family is consistent of all white people minus my four siblings. We're not adopted. We are all blood related. My mother is white and our father is black. But my mother remarried and my father now is white. He's been my father since I was probably, 8 or 9 years old. So he's my dad. He's my dad. He's my father, and he has been for a majority of my life. But growing up in a all-white household has led to a lot of microaggressive behavior towards us. And does that automatically mean that my parents are racist? No, because I know that they love me and my siblings, and I know that they care for us unconditionally, and that they don't see us any differently than anybody else, and they would never treat us any different than anybody else based solely upon our skin tone. Have I had friends who went out of their way to say some of the most ridiculous shit that I've ever heard in my fucking life? Yes, I have. Does that automatically make them racist? No, it makes them cunts and stupid, but it doesn't make them fucking racist. Now, have I met people who have never in their entire lives said a racist slur to me, but have hated me because I was black? And because I have a white family and happen to be black in my white family? Yes, I have. You know, and have I been discriminated against because of my skin tone? Yes, I have. Have I been followed around stores? Yes, I have. There are a number of things that have happened to me that I can literally make an entire podcast based solely upon the racial interactions that I've had growing up. But that's a story for a whole different time. My whole point of bringing all of this stuff up is just because a person of color points out your problematic behavior, it is not that we are automatically coming out and calling you a racist. It's that we want you to acknowledge the problematic behavior that you are putting forth and correct it. Do something that is going to be a little less problematic. Number one problem that I have with race play is not that it is inherently racist, but the fact that it's the number one kink that nobody actually wants to talk about. And I don't want to say nobody, even though I just did. It's that the only people that come forward and have open discussions about it are white women and black women with white subs. There are no articles written by black men discussing why they enjoy race play, why they enjoy being racially degraded, why they enjoy being called a racist slur. There's no evidence that points to black men actually enjoying that, and or even black women, to be honest. I've never heard a person of color who was into race play actually give a reason for being into it other than it's what their dominant enjoys. And even then, I've had doms tell me that they don't like engaging in it, that race play makes them uncomfortable, but because someone is paying them for it, they're willing to make themselves uncomfortable in order to get paid. Now, let me, and I know this is a completely different topic, and we can talk about this again, but let it be known, if you feel uncomfortable doing something, you don't have to do it, regardless if somebody is offering you $100 or $1,000. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And when it comes to race play, it's the number one thing where I hear women compromising so that they don't feel like they're shaming someone for the kinks that they enjoy. Draw a line at where, you know, you stop it. You don't have to go as far as to say these racist slurs or to degrade an entire race. I feel like that's where the problem really stems from, because it stops being the degradation of that one consenting individual to you now degrading hundreds and hundreds of individuals who have not consented to the degradation and or the humiliation. It's not just degradation, but it's humiliation as well. You've got all of these, you know, all of these DOMs who are participating in these kinks that are involving non-consenting individuals, and that's where the underlying problem is. We've got to get to a point where we know where to draw the boundaries and draw the lines, because yes, kink and BDSM do have boundaries and do have lines. Yes, we all have different moral compasses. Yes, we all have different things that are going to offend us. Yes, we all have different things that make us uncomfortable. And there are different things that, you know, some people draw a line at certain things while others will not, you know, and that I understand. And I feel like we should continue to have moments just like that where we're adults and we can, you know, have adult playtime and be safe for all of us, you know, to engage in, instead of us constantly having to have these arguments or these battles with each other over things that, in my opinion, should never even exist. You know, I want there to be more open discussions surrounding race play. I want messages from Black subs telling me why they enjoy being degraded to that extent. Why do they enjoy, you know, being called racist slurs or being, you know, being turned into something that is non-human anymore, given the past that they have had to endure, given the fact that this fantasy is not just a fantasy for them at the end of the day, because you're not just being humiliated and degraded in this scene. When you go out into the real world, you're continuing to be put in that type of a position. So how do we start these conversations? You know, how do we get subs to come forward and to speak about this types of stuff? Because if we don't have subs that are going to come forward and talk about this types of thing, we're going to continue to have arguments with DOMs and arguments with each other on why these things are problematic and why they may not be. You know, we're never going to get to a common ground on these topics if there aren't more discussions on it. And I want less articles written by white DOMs and more articles written by, you know, subs of color and stuff like that. I feel like if people had a better understanding of why these things are enjoyed, I feel like it would cause a lot less problems and a lot less arguments, because now we have an understanding of why these subs enjoy these things. And I would really encourage DOMs that are into this type of stuff to have discussions with your subs. To be honest, it's not up to me to know what goes on behind, you know, closed doors with you and your subs. But I do encourage DOMs to have open communication with their subs and vice versa. You should be talking with your dominant about things that may be bothering you or things that, you know, you don't necessarily enjoy. You shouldn't be forced to go along with things because your dominant is into those types of things. That's not how it should work. And same thing goes for DOMs. You should never feel forced to do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing it just because your sub enjoys it. I feel like if we can get these conversations started, it will make our community a lot safer, a lot fresher, a lot newer, a lot stronger. To take at least that away from today's episode. If you take anything away from today's episode, I hope that you take away the need for us to have better open communication with our subs and to have better open communication with each other within this community so that we could have better, stronger discussions about things that multiple people find problematic. And with send me questions, send me ideas for topics, you know, let's start a dialogue on this. Are you into race play? Do you enjoy engaging in it? Do you have subs that enjoy it, but you don't enjoy it? Do you enjoy it, but your subs don't enjoy it? Are you a sub and you love it, but are too afraid to come forward and talk about it? What are your thoughts on race play? Do you think that it is something that should be eliminated altogether? Do you think more people should participate in it? Do you think people should shut the fuck up and stop whining about it? Like, what are your opinions on it? I would love to know. And on that note, I hope everybody stays safe, sane, and consensual.